Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is Prince Nesta sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. This week, the International Olympic Committee postponed the Olympic Games for the first time in its 124-year history. My colleague Gwen Uten tells us how the IOC is preparing to move forward to next year's rescheduled games and the economic impact of the delay of the host country. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Prince Nesta. On Wednesday, IOC President Thomas Bach spoke from his headquarters in Switzerland one day after the games were postponed, and he said the decision was a difficult one to make.
It was very hard to take because, first of all, we had to consider the dreams of the Olympic athletes, which we wanted to make coming true. On the other hand, we were feeling with the many people around this globe whose life is affected in a very difficult way and where you could hardly then have Olympic Games in this atmosphere. And given the latest worldwide dramatic developments in the spreading of the virus, we did not see the opportunity anymore to organize Olympic Games which safeguard the health of every participant.
Over the past several weeks, the coronavirus outbreak forced the cancellation of various sporting events across the globe. And leading up to Tuesday's decision, the IOC and the Japanese government faced growing pressure to postpone the Olympic Games, with many athletes openly criticizing the IOC for moving forward and putting their health at risk. But Thomas Bach argues not all athletes were in favor of a delay.
We had different reactions, you know, from athletes. Ones were very critical, others were very supportive. In fact, we had a call with 220 athletes representative from all over the world, and not a single one there asked for the cancellation of the games. We always have been in contact with our athletes commission. I have addressed letters to the athletes, so there was an exchange. But in this unprecedented crisis for humanity, I think it's normal that there are pros and cons and there are different opinions.
One such con is the economic impact on Japan. The host country has invested $12 billion in preparation for the games, and it's estimated the damages from the forced delay add up to just over $5 billion. However, had the games been canceled, the blow would have devastated the Japanese economy. The country now hopes next year's rescheduled games in Tokyo will help rejuvenate the economy. The IOC must now face the uphill task of determining a new date for 2021. Bach told reporters he is set to meet with international federations who are dealing with disruptive schedules of their own due to the coronavirus. And Bach says it will not be easy to find an open slot in next year's chaotic sports calendar.
This is a very difficult task because there are so many issues to be considered. You know, there the sports calendar of 33 international federations is affected directly. The sports calendar overall is affected indirectly. We have to take into consideration also the logistics, that means when and how can the organizing committee provide their venues, the Olympic Village and many other issues more. So now I think we need some time to take the right decision in the interest of everybody.
Bach says a task force aptly named Here We Go has been established to prepare the best possible games under extremely challenging and unique circumstances. As for the Paris Olympics in 2024, Bach says plans for those games are moving ahead on schedule. And that is all from me for now. Back over to you, Nesta.
Thanks, Gwen. The Nigerian Olympic Committee says it supports the postponement of the Olympic and Paralympic Games scheduled for next year. Reporter Ion Mike Mbonye spoke to the president of the committee, Habu Gumel, about the postponement of the Olympic Games and filed the following report.
The IOC, the WHO, the Japanese government and the Tokyo 2020, they met, they discussed and they agreed it's in the best interest of the athletes, the officials and the guests. So that is the reason why they decided that there is a need to postpone it.
Right, for the various sporting federations in Nigeria, sir, what would be your advice to them now that the Olympic and Paralympic Games have been postponed until the summer of next year?
Well, I will advise them that they should start getting ready immediately the atmosphere is conducive. They should go ahead with their training and get ready for the Olympic Games whenever the date is fixed.
All right, for the Olympic family too in Nigeria, sir, do you also have another word of advice for them?
Well, the advice is that all of us should rally around to support the International Olympic Committee, the WHO, the Japanese government, the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee on the action they have taken, because it is in the best interest of the athletes. So the Olympic movement is parcel of the IOC. All of us, I believe, are in support, and we should rally around to give all the necessary support so that together now we can be able to make progress.
That was the Sunny Side of Sports reporter Ion Mike Mbonye speaking with the president of the Nigerian Olympic Committee about the postponement of the Olympic Games. Ugandan boxer Prince Kimera Bwogi Musa says he's determined to shine at the forthcoming Olympics. Despite the Olympics being temporarily suspended, the 69-kilogram welterweight boxer stepped up his training game, having been recently the only Ugandan boxer to qualify at the recently concluded African qualifiers that took place in Dakar, Senegal. Sunny Side of Sports reporter Mugume Davis Rwakarinji recently visited him and found this report from Kampala, Uganda.
You must wash hands with soap and water before entering East Coast Boxing Gym in Naguru, a Kampala suburb, a standard procedure to prevent the coronavirus. Prince Shadil Musa, Uganda boxing team, the Bombers captain, has pitch camp here ahead of the forthcoming Olympics. Shadil Musa sticks to his training program. He must train twice a day to get in better shape. Music plays in the background to energize him. He says not even the coronavirus threat will prevent him from achieving his childhood dream of participating at the Olympics. He says he believes winning comes at a cost and that you must endure temporary pain and have pride forever.
I feel so happy that I have represented my country, though in a bad situation. It ain't stop us from pushing hard. It ain't stop us from doing more. At least I know we can do everything from hustle and sweat and we become some people in the future that will be respected and be talked about always.
Yet, he must self-sponsor with equipment and must use his personal savings to cater for his coach and his training partners. Shadil Musa says a good performance at the world stage will enable him to be able to uplift boxing in his community.
I want this gym one day to be a paradise. I want this gym to be in history, and they will keep on saying that it produced or it got birth of champions. We all train here, but some of us who have come from far because of our gym. And now, when I get something, at least in future, at least they will be demanding me to come and make it a better place or a better gym worldwide or continent-wide.
His coach, Hussein Khalili Mukungu, agrees. The 1982 lightweight Commonwealth gold medalist praises Shadil for his discipline.
He's seriously working out properly and we're trying to assist him as well as giving training and everything, talking to him well, and so that he feels that there's a hope of getting something big for the nation. The guy has a very good movement, and he throws punches, and he learns whenever he trains or whenever he boxes. He improves. Instead of going down, he goes up.
Boxer Juma Miro says he's proud his teammate has already qualified for the Olympics.
We say that we push him hard to see that he trains a lot, and we give him all we have, because Shadi he has experience now. So we're just polishing him, and we are also polishing us, because we are helping each other to see that at least we can go to Olympics and bring gold medal. Yeah.
The 2018 Commonwealth bronze medalist actually introduced Shadil Musa to join boxing when he was 12 years. Miro was ruled out of the Dakar Senegal Olympics qualifier because of injury, hopes to get a chance and participate at the next qualifiers due to take place in France at a future date. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Aya Mugume, Davis Rwakarinj in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Yao Ofosu joins us now from Accra, Ghana, with a story about another young Ghanaian boxer who has fulfilled a lifelong dream of fighting and is scheduled to take part in the 2021 Tokyo Olympics.
I feel very happy to qualify to the Olympics Games, but I think that's my first time I went to Olympics qualify, and I feel very, very happy to qualify to Olympics Games. We train hard here in Ghana, and our preparation too is good here in Ghana, and we went to Senegal. We train at Senegal well, and apart from me, I hope I'll qualify to Olympics Games, and I train secret training too at Senegal. That's why I qualify to Olympics Games.
Sporty greetings, Prince. That was Ghana's Samuel Tichi, a boxer from Ghana's boxing hub, Bukom, who has fulfilled a lifelong dream of fighting at the Olympic Games in Tokyo next year. Bukom is a boxing factory. It is a coastal township along the coast of Ghana's Gulf of Guinea. It is lined with one too many boxing gyms, and 8 of Ghana's 9 boxing world champions all began there. At 19, Samuel Tichi has fought his way to the top of amateur boxing, and he strongly believes that there is more to come from him.
I'm going to Olympics Games to bring good in Ghana, first in history. I'm going to Olympics Games to bring good in Ghana, and I'll thank my coaches. I hope they'll train me well, and they'll give me a good preparation to the Olympics Games. Then the Senegal, we went, yeah. When you look at Agbazunga Kuoti, I want to be like Agbazunga Kuoti. I want to do more than him and go top to fight. I want to be more than Agbazunga Kuoti. So I look at one of our champions, more of our champions, Agbazunga Kuoti, Azuma Nelson, Isaac Dogu and Richard Come. I look at all of them. I hope I'll do more than them, and I'll do that.
Tichi joined the Black Bombers, Ghana's amateur boxing team, at 17, shortly after he had quit school at the basic level to pursue a lifelong dream of being a boxer. It has gone well for him, though, and wants to achieve bigger things than he has done now. Tichi trains at the disciplined boxing gym adjacent to the Usher Fort, a place he has described as his home. Coach Suleiman Colley is resident trainer at the gym.
We are taking every training easy for now because of what has come. But my boy, Tichi, the courage I have in him is higher than everybody here, I must say, because I can see a lot of good potential in him in terms of training. Like this, he's very humble in training. Whatever you tell him to do, he will do it. So with that, I think he can go far. He's good and bright. I think he can be world champion in Ghana here.
The Olympics have been postponed until next year because of the coronavirus pandemic, but training has not stopped for Tichi, Kole, and other boxers who train at the gym. Teofilos Tete is Ghana's super bantamweight champion and insists that his colleague is one of the very best.
He's very good. He's good. You see, all of them, they're good. He's best among the best at his weight. He's very good.
So what do you think the future holds for him?
For now, Techi is very humble. He respects. If he keep it up, by God's willing, Techi will be a next world champion. And I promise, you have to put your eyes on Techi. He'll be a very good boss.
It might be a long shot to glory or boxing stardom, but qualifying to the Olympics is a huge step. No medals yet, minimal level of formal education, and no pressure. Just a boy who has his eyes on the prize. For the sunny side of sports, Yao Fusilabi in Accra, Ghana.
Thanks, Yao. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. The proposed third meeting between British heavyweight champion Tyson Fury and American Deontay Wilder is the latest sporting event to fall victim to the coronavirus pandemic. According to boxing promoter Frank Warren, Fury Wilder 3 is scheduled to take place on October 3rd, although the venue has yet to be selected. The fight had previously been reported to be set for July 18th. Fury, the current WBC heavyweight champion, will reportedly receive 60% of the fighters' cut of the revenue, while Wilder will receive 40%. Fury gained a seventh-round technical knockout win over Wilder last month at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas to take the WBC title from him. The pair had previously fought in Los Angeles in December 2018, which ended in a controversial draw before Wilder triggered a clause in their second fight contract. Heavyweight world champion Anthony Joshua is also scheduled to fight Bulgarian Kubrat Pulev at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on 20th June, although Joshua's promoter Eddie Hearn has said it could be pushed back to July because of the knock-on effect of the Premier League season going past its scheduled May finish. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Onyeka Okongwu, the University of Southern California star forward, says he will abandon his university basketball career and enter the National Basketball Association's draft. The 19-year-old player led the Trojans with an average of 16.2 points a game. Okongwu, who's 2 meters long, was born in the U.S. but his parents are from Nigeria. Quarterback Tom Brady was officially introduced as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers during a conference call with the media. Brady signed a 2-year, $50 million deal with the Buccaneers, and this introduction is the first step in a new journey for the 42-year-old. He was drafted by the Patriots in 2000 and helped them win the Super Bowl in 6 times, the last one in 2019 when he was 41. Brady also added that he's counting on his experience to help him transition to a new way of playing at a franchise run by the Glazer family, who also own Manchester United. Because of coronavirus concerns, it remains unclear as to when American athletes will be able to train together, with most sport in the country in lockdown. NFL spring workouts have also been affected, with the league management ordering all training facilities closed at least until April 8th. I'm Prince Nesta, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. I caught up with former Ghanaian long-distance runner in the 80s and 90s, Erica Dai, who's currently pursuing a doctoral degree at the University of Oregon. Through his Runathon Ghana Foundation, he has been the brain behind some of the biggest road running events in the West African nation. Eric shared his thoughts about the cancellation of the Olympics and what it means for the African athletes in the 2021 World Athletics Championship scheduled to be held in Eugene, Oregon. All right, so hey, welcome to the studio. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Prince Nesta. My name is Eric Adai. I'm a doctoral candidate at the University of Oregon School of Journalism and Communications. I was an athlete in Ghana where I did middle and long distance races. Running all the way from the 1,500 meters, 5,000, 10,000, the cross-country half marathon, and all the way to the full marathons. And I used to compete in the late 80s and the early 90s. I also have a foundation called the Runathon Ghana Foundation that stages some of the biggest road running events in Ghana. Our flagship event is the 50K Ultra Marathon. Right? Imagine running for almost 31 miles. You know, that's what they do in Ghana, and I'm glad to be here.
Interesting. As you know, right now, the Olympics have been cancelled. What are your thoughts about the cancellation of the Olympics and what it means for African athletes?
Coronavirus has changed in very fundamental ways how we live now, and the athletic scene and all the sporting scene generally is no exception. I think it's a good thing by the IOC, the decision to postpone, not cancelled, but to postpone it from 2020 to sometime in 2021. I think the health of the people, the athletes, the officials, and all those the spectators is very important. So I think it's a good call by the IOC. It has so many implications. We are talking about people, athletes, elite athletes who have, some of them have been in training camps in Kenya, in the various parts of the world. They've put in so much work, and just when you know, the competition is around the corner, it has to be called off or shifted way forward. So a lot of investment, a lot of sweat and tears has gone into preparations, and now it's very much disappointing. Yeah. It's not just the physical effort and the, and the discipline of training, but also the investment that you make in terms of money, the sacrifices you make away from your family and friends, because to train very well, you need to separate yourself from society somewhat. So you find some of them living in the hills of Kaptagat in Kenya and the mountains there, and for months on end.
And even change of diet, right?
Change of diet and all that, because of the lot of investment that people have made in preparation, the athletes have made in preparations by all these events, the London Marathon and all this other, even Boston Marathon cancelled. It's a loss of revenue for them, you know. When you are training, you are seen as a breadwinner for your family. So one of the key motivations for the athletes is the prize money, the appearance money that they stand to gain, and all that. So with this cancellation, it means you know, the breadwinner will not be able to win the bread for the family anymore this year. So that's one thing that will be put a bit of a pressure on some of these athletes and their families who depend on them so much.
What a situation. The world has never seen anything like this before.
It's unprecedented, and we are all learning as we are going.
You are a student here at the University of Oregon. As you know, the University of Oregon is actually set to play host to the 2021 World Athletics Championships. You'll recall that Oregon was actually selected to host the 2021 World Athletics Championships back in 2015 after unsuccessfully bidding on the 2019 event that went to Doha, Qatar. What are your thoughts? Because there are talks right now that the Olympics is actually going to be postponed, and that might actually affect the athletics calendar.
Well, all we know is that although the Olympics is being postponed to next year, our understanding is that it's going to surely happen before the World Championships, which is already fixed for 2021 in Eugene, Oregon, at the Hayward Field, a very fantastic place. So next year, all I can say is that in the athletics scene, we are going to have a double do of top class performances, top class. I'm talking about the Olympics and then the World Championships, all happening in the same year. We are going to have a double feast of a great thing. So it's good. And I mean, being in Eugene, Oregon, I've been, you know, watching in admiration the progress being made. The construction of the Hayward Field, which was torn down completely, and fresh investment. The athletes are going to be treated to world-class, a brand new facility that we're going to roll out. It's going to be a feast of athletics.
Interesting. All right. And you can't wait, of course, to cheer your Ghanaian countrymen and countrywomen.
We are going to be singing Ose Ghana, because Ghana for the first time is going to be winning so many gold medals. I can tell you for a fact. We have our people in the works, and even our long-distance runners who we are not known for long distances, but I know our long distance runners have been training, climbing up the hills of the Ebre Mountains and training and trying to, you know, outpace the Kenyan counterparts and the East Africans out there. So the guys from Ethiopia, from Kenya, Cheptegei and all the rest, they should train even harder. There are going to be big surprises from Ghana.
Interesting. Big surprises from Ghana. Finally, your message to African athletes listening to this program right now on The Voice of America.
We have great things coming up your way next year, and to be able to profit from that, you need to first survive the coronavirus. So being out there, respect all the WHO regulations, wash your hands, stay at home, maintain social distance, and we'll see you at the other side of the coronavirus, healthy, fast, and ready to run even faster.
And that wraps up the March 26th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Mukbilia Barrow. And thank you for tuning in. I'm Prince Nesta, sitting in for Sunny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yeah. VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm